on. Anyway, coming up next to the stage, this gentleman runs a comedy show himself in Chicago called The Show Below. He's a very funny dude, very great dude. Also dating Katie. That didn't come up in her story at all, which is really surprising.
For the first time ever.
True story. So I'm gonna do this to you because Katie didn't. Katie and I did Mortified about a month ago at Lincoln Hall in front of what? A sold out crowd of like 300 people. And in front of this giant sold out crowd as a part of SimFest, Katie stopped her talk to point to Logan and say, "Hey, that's the guy I'm having sex with." And Logan stood up and then the theater applauded. Guys, this is the person Katie's having sex with.
Yeah, that was a great show. You guys killed it. Real quick, you forgot a Flash.
I purposely didn't talk about
Bart Allen, the shortest-lived Flash who was killed by the Rogues.
I don't feel like I have a problem with impulse, but thanks for talking about it.
No problem.
We have this dialogue,
It's podcast. That's what you have dialogues.
Right.
Yeah.
So usually
I come up and I like wax poetic about Dungeons and Dragons. Or I like berate Eric for no reason. But I thought I'd take a breather from those things. So like thinking about the theme of tonight's like show, I thought of a ton of stuff I could talk about. Like recently I went to the Grand Canyon. Or like how like I never take any time off from work, so like I've got an over under on if I'm gonna lose my hair or it's all gonna go gray, like which one's gonna happen first. Instead, I wrote a list of the best scenes in movies that are around the plot device of breathing. Now, you could argue that every scene in a movie is a little bit about breathing. But these are the ones that are specifically focused on breathing. So number one is Harry Connick Jr. in Independence Day. There's a really great scene where they're flying away from alien spacecrafts, and he's like, "Oh, I can't breathe." And Will Smith is like, "No, you gotta keep your mask on." And Harry Connick Jr. is like, "Nope." And he takes it off and then proceeds to die. Number two is the rebreathers that the Jedi have in Episode One. Why do they have those? Do they go underwater a whole lot? Because their kit is just a belt, and that's like a thing in it. Not like an ace bandage or like another hand, but rebreathers that they use to go visit the frog people of Naboo. Number three is the scene where Harry eats that bundle of squid worm tentacles in Goblet of Fire so that he can breathe underwater. Yeah. We all know that one. I totally forgot to do a spoiler alert before this. Sorry, if you're listening on the internet, don't listen to this. Number four is any scene where someone freezes to death in space. There's a lot of really good ones. Sunshine has a good one. Event Horizon has a really good one. There's a really good fake out freeze to death in space in Guardians of the Galaxy. Spoiler alert. Number five is the entirety of Deep Blue Sea. Because I held my breath the entire time. Deep Blue Sea is a cinematic masterpiece in which LL Cool J kills a shark with a crucifix. Spoiler alert. Speaking of sharks, the Jaws diving scene where Richard Dreyfuss is investigating a shipwreck and a corpse pops up to meet him. That's still in my like top 10 childhood scares of all time. Number seven is Pierce Brosnan choking in Mrs. Doubtfire at the restaurant where he is, where Robin Williams' character is outed as Mrs. Doubtfire. That's a great one. The movie Waiting to Exhale. I've actually never seen that movie, but it's called Waiting to Exhale. That part in Watchmen when Dr. Manhattan forgets that Silk Spectre needs air to live when he takes her to Mars. That one's for you, Eric.
Yeah.
Because I shed on you so much the last time I was up here. The night fight at the end of Dune between Kyle MacLachlan and Sting. That's not because it's about air, but it's because Sting wrote and sang Every Breath You Take. So that's that segue. And then the part in Jurassic Park where the raptor breathes on the glass and like puts his hand up. I always want him to like write something in the fog. Like F-U-K, the letter U, or like a dick. That's about it I got for that particular list. But thanks for listening. I'm going to go back to my seat now.
Yeah, last time Logan did the show, he got mad at me for something he dreamed that I didn't do to him.
Yep.
So that didn't happen this time. Also, eagle-eared internet listeners will realize that was the second story where Dr. Manhattan was mentioned. What was the first? I don't know. Tweet at us, but read DC Rebirth. It's really good. Note to all the nerds out there. Sorry if that's a spoiler.